Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Beth Rogers, who has recently returned from a year she spent in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where she worked with Quaker Cottage, which is on the edge of the town of Belfast on Black Mountain. She was there working under the auspices of the Ulster Quaker Service Committee, helping to forge connections and break down barriers and prejudice and differences between children who happen to come from both Catholic and Protestant families.
All of them came from West Belfast, which is the part of Belfast where unemployment figures about 80%, so that we could pretty much count on our kids coming from families where neither parent had a job. A lot of them came from single-parent families where they were living on government benefits. And they were children that were living in a flat in a large housing estate, which is like housing projects here. It's government housing, where the conditions aren't very good, where there isn't really room to play or any real facilities for play. And it's just sort of a strife-ridden area or environment.
Did the kids seem to be troubled? Did they seem to act out the effects of the atmosphere of tension and violence?
In some ways, not as much as you would expect. A lot of the time, they seem to be very normal kids that like to laugh and play games and jump on you and tickle you or get tickled, or they really want to get to know you, want to ask you questions. They're pretty much like most kids are, but they do show what environment they're coming from, in that there's a lot of reference to soldiers, or the Brits, those references come up in their conversation frequently. But it's partly just because that's what they see around them, and that's part of what their life is made up of, and their references aren't always so troubling when it's just that there are soldiers on the street and they're going to talk about the people they see on the street.